Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's 7 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. Well, the news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions and on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, the Electoral Commission continues to insist that they have corrected the anomalies pointed out by the NDC, rejecting calls for a forensic audit of the voter register.
When we met the NDC, even in that particular meeting, they told us that they mentioned one of the names. They said the person was in the 2023 voters register, but the person was now missing in the 2024.
More as PNC flag bearer Bernard Mona maintains his minor errors did not warrant his disqualification. Also coming up, NDC presidential candidate John Mahama warns that anyone who causes financial loss to the state in connection with a new $800 million gas processing contract will face the full force of the law if the NDC is elected.
We are warning everybody who is involved in this contract. If there is financial loss to the state, they would be held responsible for that.
Well, details, as he says, Dumsa is back, blaming it on what he says is the poor management of the energy sector. My name is Kenneth Jesse. The news now in details. Now, Deputy Chairman of the Electoral Commission in charge of corporate services, Dr. Bosman Asare, has defended the EC for its refusal to heed to the NDC and other parties' demands for a forensic audit of the voter register. Speaking on Newsfile, Dr. Asare indicated that his outfit made it clear to the NDC at the last meeting between the two parties that their concerns were either being addressed or had already been addressed. He assured the public that there is no cause for alarm as the voter register is credible.
When we met the NDC, even in that particular meeting, they told us that they mentioned one of the names. They said the person was in the 2023 voters register, but the person was now missing in the 2024. And we told them in that particular meeting that this person is still intact in the register and that all the concerns you have addressed, you have identified, either we have addressed them or we were in the process of addressing. For the good people of our country, I can say without any shadow of doubt that all the concerns identified in the register have been addressed. Now, what is outstanding is that the district registration review officers, these are people who happen to be magistrates in the various districts. They have just finished with the process, the objection, the inclusion, all the processes supposed to be handled by the court. And the commission is in the process of implementing these decisions. Once we are done, we'll go ahead to finalize the register and the parties will be given copies.
Meanwhile, PNC flag bearer Bernard Mona, who was disqualified by the Electoral Commission, says the errors pointed out by the commission that led to his disqualification were insignificant, insisting the EC makes such mistakes too.
And evidently, you will notice that it was not a response to my lawyer's letter. And this one that you have is just the same template. You can ask Samuel Apia Dankwa. I have all their letters with me. You can ask Sam Ankra. You can ask Epeko. You can ask Sion. It's the same template. This is a very lazy electoral commission. And I'm just hearing Gary Nimako talk about errors. Gary, who said that mistakes are not in human institutions? This is the Electoral Commission's own nomination forms. Go to page 139, and it talks about candidates' personal records. On the candidate's personal record, one, name, two, voter ID number and polling station. Three, it says six. Then they put M and F.
They meant to write
Gary,
six.
Is the Electoral Commission disqualified for making errors? Are they not intending to write six? Who disqualifies somebody on trivialities, on non-tangentials?
NDC MP for South Dye, Roxy Nelson Dafia-Makpo, also said the EC's parliament reforms are riddled with errors and deserve to disqualify itself from supervising over elections.
But is one EC office. So these matters ought to be particularized properly. And I give you an example. The parliamentary nomination forms is riddled with errors. I sent information to EC that I have identified as many as four paragraphs under declaration with errors. So, for instance, if we had proceeded to endorse them the way EC released them, I would have disqualified myself, for instance.
Do you find?
So I'm making a point that the EC itself, in its official documents, made errors. And that's why Bernard said, these are trivialities.
Is it trivial to find that the instructions are clear? The person endorsing you must come from, must be a voter in the district in which the person is endorsing you. Is it trivial that...
Now, the NDC presidential candidate, John Mahama, has issued a stern warning that anyone who causes financial loss to the state in connection with a new $800 million gas processing contract will face the full force of the law. During his tour of the Greater Accra region, he said the amount involved necessitates parliamentary approval. He cautioned that if the contract is not presented before parliament, a future NDC government will hold accountable those responsible for signing it, ensuring they are prosecuted for causing financial loss to the state. Now, this comes as the ministry minority in parliament also argued the Ghana National Gas Company earlier this week to submit the $800 million gas processing contract to parliament for proper scrutiny.
Why is there a hurry to sign the contract for the second gas stream? Just because they want to commit it, take their 10%, and if it takes even 5 years for the gas to come, they don't care. We are warning everybody who's involved in this contract. If there's financial loss to the state, they would be held responsible for that. And for a contract valued at $800 million, I believe that it must be subjected to parliamentary approval. Because they want to avoid parliament, they have set up a wishy-washy Ghanaian company as the front, so that they don't have to go to parliament because it's an international company. We are watching. If there's financial loss to the state, people are going to be held responsible. A word to the wise is enough.
Now, he says Dumso has returned, blaming it on what he says is the mismanagement of the energy sector.
And because they've reduced the gas production and they can't get money to pay for crude oil, that's why they are shedding load. Day before yesterday, they shed 500 megawatts of power. And that's why your lights are going off. But when you tell them, publish a timetable for Dumso, they'll say, go and publish your own timetable. That is how arrogant this government has become. But I know that God doesn't sleep. The God we serve, he doesn't sleep. He's alive and well. He doesn't doze. And I know that by the grace of that God that we serve, 7th December 2024, NDC is going to win the election.
Now, the king of Ashanti Kingdom, Otumfuo Osei-Tutu II, has stated that the nomination of the vice presidential candidate of MPP Matthew Opoku-Prempeh does not imply that Mensah Palace supports the NDC, the MPP rather. The king of the Ashanti Kingdom explained, even though Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh is his nephew, it does not imply that they will be supporting the political party which he belongs to. Now, Otumfuo Osei-Tutu II said this when the vice presidential candidate of the NDC, Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman, paid a courtesy call on him.
MPP for you, me nana a year President Matthew Napo. I'm passing nana no no. I know in Jesse Fiha Matuam MPP and as Matuam NDC. Insha'Allah, I'm doing my own PPA, you know. for our brassy and your rubber seminal in our finance and bookwana, Yame, no one in him to see him.
So,
then Yami and soon in a wound to me.
So,
Yamese moon near Mundi, Yamese Mubedia, where they are Mubedi, San and Yamanshe.
So,
you be a fabulous, I am from Pabon Church and commanding the.
Oh, you heard there, 2482 the second. Now, the Economic Fighters League and Democracy Hub have condemned the arrest of the 52 demonstrators and are calling for their immediate release. According to both groups, the actions taken by the Ghana Police Service and the court infringe upon the protesters' rights.
We demand that all these violations of the rights of these be thoroughly investigated and any police officers found culpable held to account. It is in the bosom of the Attorney General to discontinue this case if indeed they see the threats that we all face, if indeed the promise to uphold the dignity of the Ghanaian and to uphold the human rights and constitutional rights of all citizens is something that we must take seriously.
That's it for the Midday News. My name is Kenneth Jesse. The Joy Sports Link is up next with Nathaniel Atto.
Yeah, Kenneth, good to see you. How's everything going? Good?
Good, good, good. Yourself?
Yeah, sure. Great. Well, gearing up for a wonderful evening. Tonight, His Excellency the President will be gracing the 75th anniversary of the GGA Awards.
Yes.
And, would like to wish all of our colleagues here at the Multimedia Group all the best, especially Muftar Nabila Abdullah of Joy Sports, who is up for the GGA Sports Journalist of the Year. But during the week, in the past 2 weeks, a few things have come up in the industry, the sporting industry, and I don't know which of them caught your attention the most.
Unless you run me through, because I barely follow the local sports. Which ones have come up?
But that in itself is a matter for conversation.
Yeah, it's a matter for conversation.
Tell me why.
It's because, the truth is, I wanted to do sports journalism when I was coming up.
I see.
But I didn't really have interest in local sports.
Why?
It's so unattractive.
Okay.
Now we're told that we don't even have a standard stadia to play CAF matches, if that's correct.
Exactly.
A country like Ghana, four-time champions. Like growing up, I'd follow Manchester United, Barcelona, and these foreign sports, because it's even appealing to the eye. Their sports is beautiful to watch. You hear of less corruption, although there's corruption everywhere. When you come to Ghana, I support Asante Kotoko. I don't even remember the last time they won the league. The league is not attractive. I mean, there are always controversies. So it's not attractive to me and millions of Ghanaians.
Kenneth, I'm glad you've mentioned the element of that bit where you say that there is corruption everywhere, because we need to also place everything within perspective that there is corruption everywhere. There are bad moments everywhere.
Yeah.
However, they have a system that cleans it up and covers it up well. But you see, this becomes very instructive for the kind of conversation we want to have later today on the Joy Sports Link, because you are giving us a very honest, unbiased opinion about the sector and how it would look to someone like you, who we hope to convert and to draw into the space in terms of followership and in terms of interest. So it becomes something very, very key for us. So then it means you'd want to see a more attractive local league. You want see more.
If you look at some of the pitches, even the national pitches that we play football on, I'm not sure they are even going to qualify for a training pitch for Barcelona or for Chelsea or for any of these big teams. And the Black Stars in particular, we invest so much in them. I mean, football is at the heart and center of this nation. It is one of the few things that unites us as a nation. You see that Ghana scores or wins, and then someone from NDC and MPP, they will embrace. Yeah. I mean, they put their differences aside.
They forget the party colors.
Exactly. Yes. And our names have gone out to the world because of football. When we qualified in 2006 for the World Cup for the first time ever, reaching the round of 16 and all that, that's when people got to know a country called Ghana. So football has done a lot for us as a country. So we need to at least give back to football what football has given us. And we appear not to be doing that. And I mean, the generations that are coming up, I'm not sure that in the next few years somebody will even say that I love Asante Kotoko or Accra House of Folk. These are the two biggest clubs in the country that, you know, you have somebody either liking this or the other. But I'm not sure that in the next few years we're even going to get people to like them.
Well,
most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.